Hey, it's Tommy Thayer from KISS. You're listening to Podcast Rock City. Check it out.
Joe here from Podcast Rock City, and with me this week is Mr. Sonny Hollywood Pooney.
All right, so two things. One, it's Sunday, not Saturday. And second, the screen is looking a lot prettier today.
Oh, did I say Saturday?
Yeah.
Nightmare. That guy you see right there is not Joey Cicada, and I always say Cicada because it screws everybody up. Casada, he is on tour right now. And Jody is out at a kid's birthday party. It was something he had to do. And that right there is Mr. Jeff Trott. How you doing, Jeff?
What's up, bud?
You sound so... What's up, man? How's it going?
Hey, how's it going? Yeah, I'm here.
I didn't do the whole Hollywood thing today, and I think it threw off Jeff. Look, I'm drinking my coffee. This is my son's coffee mug.
Is that Care Bears?
It's a teddy bear with machine guns. Apparently, it has something to do with Fortnite or something.
Where's your Mickey Mouse cup that Gene had that you had? Oh,
it's up there. If I pull that down, Sonny gives me crap about being crazy. Okay, so some of you guys don't know Jeff. I'm going to tell you guys who Jeff is. Jeff, I met standing in line for Kiss Cruise 9. I'm standing there. We're waiting to go through, I guess, customs or something, right?
I think so, yeah.
To fill out the paperwork. He turns to me and goes, hey, are you Joe from Podcast Rock City? And I go, yeah. And he goes, I was really hoping to meet Jody.
Nice.
And then, of course, he goes, where's Karen? And we've been best friends ever since. We get along so great. We talk all the time. We have such a great time. And we gossip about Kiss in the middle of the night and professional wrestling. Those two things are our things. Jeff is the guy that made the brand new Podcast Rock City trading cards. And we will be giving these away. We have 72. Jeff, did you keep a set?
I did.
Good. You have 71. Okay, 71 sets. I told you, please keep a set. You design them. For those of you out there that have your Podcast Rock City stuff that we've given out, this is going to be unique. So I called Jeff and I said, hey, I'd really, really like to get some cards made in the vein and the way they made the Don Russ cards. So... Of course, Jeff, being – what would you call yourself, a graphic artist or designer or just artist?
Yeah, graphic designer.
Graphic designer.
And, Jeff, are you freelance?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I have a 9-to-5, but then I also have my own business for the past 21 years. So,
oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I work on everything from food and beverage, music to photography. I do it all.
Yeah.
And have you been on every Kiss Cruise or just a few?
No. I just started going in 7. So
okay.
And this one coming up, if it happens, hopefully. But I've been going since 7. I wanted to go since day 1, but I had never been on a cruise before. And I wasn't crazy about going on a cruise because
the Kraken.
All I could think about was getting on this vessel, being trapped in puking and shitting with 3,000 other people. So I wasn't in a big hurry. And then one of my vendors, a print vendor of mine, we went to lunch one day, and the one guy sitting with us said, "Hey, do you know Bruce is a big Kiss fan?" I said, how big of a fan is Bruce?" You know, so we started chatting. Then we ended up having our own lunch, and he was like, "Dude, have you been on the cruise?" So he started showing me pictures. I was like, I'm in, I'm done. So
yeah,
I'm there until they end now.
Yeah, this will be exciting. Sonny will be on the cruise this year, and provided it goes. I will tell you guys that here in Atlanta, they just mask mandated the schools, and they've closed down all the public pools. So I still got my fingers crossed, but I don't know what's happened. But let's get back to this. I want to show you guys a couple of things real quick. Here you can see the cards. Jeff does great work. That's when we went to Vegas, right, Sonny?
Yeah, I have a picture of me, but I'm putting a finger there, so you guys didn't want to use that picture.
here's one where Sonny is showing us how big his dick is.
Nice.
That's Sonny. If you can't see it because it's a little blurry, but it says Poony on the guitar pick, which I think is amazing. And then, of course, we've got Joey Quesada. Joey he loves himself. and then, of course, Jody. And there's a few more. I don't want to show you all of them. So if you guys are going to be at the Rockin' Pod, not this weekend coming up, but the next weekend, come and see us. I ordered bubblegum to give away with them too. It's Bazooka, not the crap that actually came with cards back in the day. I'll tell you what, on a dare, if somebody were to send me a pack of unopened cards that I could open, I'd eat the gum on the show. All right, so there's really no news right now. Kiss is starting up the tour again in what, like a couple of weeks? More important, football starts in a week or so. So I'm just saying.
Okay, so.
Yeah, Poonie, aren't you a Dallas fan?
Oh, yeah, Cowboys fan all the way. Oh,
yeah, look at that.
So they're playing Pittsburgh in the Hall of Fame game, right?
Oh, I haven't seen the schedule yet.
I think in the Hall of Fame game, I think they're playing the Cowboys. I don't know. I'm not a Steelers fan either, and I live in Pittsburgh.
Jeff hates the Steelers. and where are you, Jeff?
Like 19 miles south of Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
And I worked downtown. I worked downtown Pittsburgh for 16 years, so...
And who's your team?
I'm a Raiders fan.
Oh my God.
Yeah. It's tough.
Yeah. So, okay. What's the chance? Because we're talking about the Kiss Cruise, you know, the percentages now with all the stuff you hear in the media, depends on what you believe.
Yeah.
But with all the scare, is there a possibility that the tour gets postponed again?
70%.
Are you surprised it hasn't happened already?
No, I'm not surprised hasn't happened already. I think it's 70% because the people that are in charge of Kiss, mainly Kiss, are the type of people to listen to the people that will be that won't go. All right, most of the people that are going to be coming, if they have vaccines, they're all right. You know, that this was the whole point of getting the vaccination in the first place, so I could go back to my life. However, the people, mainly Kiss, that are running the band, they're the type of people that if somebody were to go, I don't know, it's pretty scary out there, they'd go, yeah, we're gonna need to cancel or postpone or whatever they're gonna do. Meanwhile, I would go. I did the jabs. They said, do the jabs, go to football games. Do the jabs, go to concerts. Do the jabs. But the problem is that the guys that are doing it are afraid, I guess, of being sued and everything else. How far off am I, Sonny, or am I not off at all?
I think it's risky. At this point, I'm not saying that Kiss should do it. Because of political whatever. I'm just saying the risk is so high. If you got the Buck Cherries of the world that are postponing, you need to postpone. That's just all there is to it.
Yeah, if you're 27 and not 77, so they're not 77, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So, so Jeff, what do you think? What are our chances on the cruise, and what do you think our chances are for the concert?
You know, if you asked me 3 weeks ago, I'm like, we're all in. We're going. You know, we got vaccinated. We got our little cards. You know, yes, there's still a chance that you can get it with vaccination. We all knew that going in, you know, because, you know, it's just like the flu shot. You get the flu. You could possibly still get the flu when you get the flu shot. Same thing with this, but just a little bit of higher risk, I think. I'm concerned in the past week or so because, you know, as you were saying down in Georgia, they're putting mask mandates back in. And I heard that Pennsylvania might go there as well, like, next week, because there was so many cases added in the last week and a half. So yeah, it's getting crazy again. And I mean, we can't, I feel like as a country, we can't go back to where we were before, because it was just so devastating to businesses and everything else. But I just have a bad feeling about the cruise and the shows kicking off in August if this is all happening now.
So I'm looking at the Georgia COVID numbers right now for where I live. Okay, all of Georgia, new cases for yesterday, zero. For the week, there was 1,600. So you figure 1,600 new cases throughout Georgia, zero yesterday. As far as deaths go, we had 8 for the week in the last 7 days, and zero new. I can't understand all of this. It's like, are we worried about the people that are refusing to get the shots? Is that what we're worried about? Because they let them make up their own minds.
Yeah. That part I'll leave alone, 'cause that becomes political. I'll tell you that there was questions about whether we acted fast enough to begin with initially. Nobody is going to let that happen again. So it's not what's happening right now that's kind of scary in the media. It's the forecasting that the peak will be in October that's freaking out people, because it's like, okay, well, we can't go back there because that's going to be the same mistakes we already made. So we will overcorrect to not go there, right? It's the same as your kid bringing home an F. And all of a sudden, you're not leaving your room till you do your homework. You're not eating until you got a C. You're not looking at anybody till you're – like, there's all this overcorrection where all it was 2 homework assignments and they would have had a C. Like, that's what's going to happen right now, in my opinion.
I mean, I just don't. I don't know. It's really messed up. The way I'm looking at it right now is, you cancel that cruise, I'm getting my money back and I'm done. I'm going to do something else. I'll take the 2 or 3 grand that I, because Karen and I split the thing, but I'll take the money back and I'll get myself a pinball machine or something.
From Brazil.
I'll buy that poster behind Jeff that's on the floor that I'm looking at, and just block it out for me.
Your Kiss Cruise money only pays for half that poster.
No way. That's not true.
See, I was looking so for so much. Outside of being on the show and hanging with you guys, I was looking forward to a Sweet 16. And now that Jody's – so if we did the Sweet 16, I was going to give you that poster. But since Jody's not here, we're not doing Sweet 16.
Well, then. I'm so glad that you say that, because we're still doing Sweet 16.
Shouldn't open my mouth.
You know my address. Just roll it up and send it in the mail.
Yeah, I'm not sending you the frame.
I'm just kidding, of course. Yeah, so all right, so – all we could do is wait, right? That's all we could do.
Yeah.
You'll find out next week, because they can't have people travel. Like, if there's anybody traveling to go to the Massachusetts show, let's say, they got to let people know. So you'll know next week.
Yeah. I mean, you've already, as far as the cruise goes, you already have to have your vaccinations, and I think there's even a test before you get on. So to me,
we already got it. 1/3 of the boat not able to come because I mean, people come from all over the world.
Right, right.
So many
right.
different countries that are already out. So, and then I think the folks from Canada, they're at risk because there was something going on with their vaccination up there. They only got one shot, then they killed it and they couldn't get the second shot or something. So, yeah, it's already a mess.
Yeah, geez, Louise. Well, we got all the right people running the world. I'll just leave it up to them.
Did I see that Kiss is giving away a house? Did you see that?
Oh, I don't know. If they do it like John Mellencamp did, then it'll be on some like nuclear test site or something like that. And do you remember that, Sonny? Yeah. The little pink house.
It was on MTV, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and it turned out that they built the house on top of a waste dump, and it was like, I just remember the commercial because they were like, we're going to give you a house and we're going to paint the mother pink. So they're giving away a house.
Yeah, with something. I don't know if it's you buy tour tickets and you get to enter into a Austin Dream House and front row seats or something like that and flights and hotel. I don't know. It sounded desperate. What I read sounded very desperate.
Yeah, okay, now this isn't for the cruise, though. This is just for the
tour. No, that's got to be for the tour.
Yes, it's had something to do with End of the Road. But, yeah, I didn't look into the post, but I did see where they were holding up signs, which I didn't even know if it was legit at first because I thought someone just Photoshopped a sign, you know, like the guys holding the T-shirts on
the, yeah.
that randomly pop up. But, yeah, I don't know what that's all about.
Hey, before we get going, can we show some of your artwork right behind you, Jeff, or is that sure. a no-no right now? How many of those you got left?
Of the Donruss posters?
Uh-huh.
Well, the first two sold out, but the third one, I still have a few left.
Yeah. So you guys, these posters, he designed and made, if you guys, they're his artwork, so if you guys are interested in getting a copy, we'll figure out a way for you guys to get in touch with Jeff. Go ahead and show that up. So basically, it's based on the cards. You guys can see that. The third series.
With Eric, yeah. But then we had
the second series cards.
And then the original one.
That, oh, yeah.
Kicked off everything.
Yeah.
I mean, it was one of those things where it's something that I've wanted from Kiss forever, you know, like, I'm like, they should do something. And I mean, of course it comes down to them not owning it or whatever. And I've always wanted something, you know, whether it was a t-shirt or a poster or something. And, when we started that, or we didn't start anything, I didn't start anything, but when they started doing the auctions, I thought, I'll throw something up on the page and see if anybody's interested. And they just went nuts. Like, everybody's hitting me up, like, oh, I want these posters. So started making the posters. Everybody loves them. There's been a lot of people that got them off of me, and they have them framed. They show them in their Kiss cave and everything. It's pretty cool. Yeah,
they're really amazing. Let's see. Let's go ahead and get to the topic of the week. Yep, I had to push the button.
Podcast Rock City, topic of the week.
Yes! So this week we are doing Sweet 16s. And Jody was supposed to be here, but he forgot that the love of his life, the beautiful Amber, one of her children's birthday is today, so they're having a big birthday deal. So they obviously he can't come to that. Well, and we understand. And Joey, he's lazy, doing something lazy somewhere. Hey, listen, I'm about six episodes into the first season of his TV show. I'm letting you guys know right now, if you have not watched this TV show, Z-Rock, really watch it. The last thing I remember, I was looking at my phone and I looked up and Joey was between some girl's legs. I was like, what?
It's a great show.
He got hit with the guitar in the back of the head, and it's been pretty funny.
I binge watched the entire series. You know, I think there was two or three seasons, and
I watched
every episode for like 8 days straight. And yeah, I was cracking out. I was dying. I mean, I sent him a note and I was like, listen, dude, I know I'm 10 years late to the party, but this is hilarious and great work. I really enjoyed it. It was great.
It really is. The band was naturally funny, which one of the things that's really great about, I don't want to blow smoke up his butt because he already gets it enough as it is anyway. So
yeah, but think about any movie, any TV show you've seen, you wouldn't really get a sitcom where three of the actors have been living lives together for the past X amount of years and are already friends. Normally, these are folks that kind of know each other. They're working together for X amount of time on a sitcom. You bring in three friends? That has a whole new meaning to the word sitcom. And the chemistry is just different.
And it's amazing because they have, I'm guessing, very little to no training with acting. And it's just really good. I really enjoy the show. All right. So we have Sweet 16, Sonny Redoff. I'm not kidding. He has about 750,000 different Sweet 16s. I picked two, maybe three. We'll see how many we could get through. Sonny, which one are we going to start with?
We're going to start with Michael James Jackson related recordings.
Okay. So explain how the Sweet 16 works.
What, you don't know how to Sweet 16 works? What are you? We're new here.
I think I am, aren't I?
You know, it's just like any other tournament or whatever. We started them a while back, probably several years ago now. But just putting up two songs against each other, whichever one you like better, you vote for, and the winner kind of moves on to the final. And it's pretty easy. Doesn't take long to do one. So
awesome. All right, I'm ready to go.
All right, Jeff, you're going to be going first every time. All right.
Whoa. No, I'm kidding. It's okay.
I'm the guest.
Yeah, that's right. All right. So first battle is I'm a Legend Tonight versus Young and Wasted. Shit. Jeff already hates being first.
I got to go Legend. I do love Young and Wasted, but I got to go Legend.
And it's the recording, not the Animalize Live. Joe?
Yeah, I'm going Young and Wasted.
What? Dude, Legend's winning the whole way. It's a better song.
All right. Well,
has to win. All right, next one. All right, Jeff, be careful on this one because, you know, we might hang up on you. All right. Danger versus A Million to One.
Oh, shit. Million to One. This has to be a clean sweep.
Yeah. I do love Danger, though. I do love Danger, but when you put it up against the two different songs.
Yeah.
I do not love Danger. I mean, it's okay. I mean, that's one of the songs. Every time someone talks about Creatures being the greatest album of all time and it's 1 through 10, blah, 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 I'm like, what about Danger?
Yeah. Creatures is one of those weird albums. Like, there's a couple of songs that are absolutely outstanding. And to me, there's no real super clunkers except for I Love It Loud because I don't like that song. But the rest of them are just kind of okay. There's nothing special about most of the album to me. I don't know. Maybe I'm missing something. I don't know. All right. Next one. Talking about Creatures. Exciter versus War Machine. I think that's tough.
That's a tough one. That's definitely a tough one. I love both songs. And the only reason I wouldn't say War Machine is because I got tired of seeing those animated robots for like 10 years. But I'm going to go Exciter.
Woo! Joe?
I go Exciter. I love War Machine.
Oh, really? Exciter. Yeah. Wow. I would have went War Machine there. I like both songs, but
That's a toss-up. I do really like both of the songs.
All right, next battle, Nowhere to Run versus Gimme More.
Damn, this is tough.
Well, Michael James Jackson, think about when he was around, right? Creatures, Killers.
how nice of a guy is he? Like, when I met him on the cruise, I had a Lick It Up album, and I said, I'm not having anybody else sign this. You're the only one. Put to Jeff and put your name as big as you can across the middle. And so it's in gold going across the middle. It's awesome. So he's super
He just seemed very introverted when I talked, you know, when I talked to him, it was hard to get him to say something.
I think he was just, he's overwhelmed by all the Kiss nuts. You know, I mean, I don't know if he knew what to expect. You know, some people are pumped. Some people are just going to come at him and ask him a million questions and drill him. And some people just have a normal conversation with him. So,
so give me more versus Nowhere to Run.
Nowhere to Run.
Joe?
I'm going with Nowhere to Run. Hey, Sonny, see this question right here? Hey, guys, want to ask what would have happened if Kiss went with Ezrin after Destroyer? What would the future have been after Destroyer?
To me, they go with Ezrin after Destroyer, they're done. They're done immediately. Because Destroyer, I still think it's overrated. About half of it I don't even listen to on the norm. It's just too much. And the grittiness that you get in Rock and Roll Over and Love Gun, and them kind of getting back to that. I mean, think about it. They would have went from Destroyer to Somewhere in the Middle to Elder. Like, forget it. Like, I think Kiss is done at that point.
Okay.
Jeff, what do you think? Sunny.
What do you think, Jeff?
Yeah, it's hard to tell. It's hard to say at that point. I mean, because there were so many things up in the air with the band, not only producers, but just where everybody's heads were at, if they wanted to go solo, if they wanted to be the next big thing, and, you know, new members on the brink of coming in. I don't know. I mean, because everybody seems to talk about like 79, 80 being like, oh, that's when Eric came in. That's when things started changing. Things were changing way before that. And there was issues like around, you know, right around Destroyer. So Rock and Roll Over. So I don't know. I mean, just depends how much coke he was doing at the time of, you know, the result of the next album.
It's hard to sustain how high they were. Not, that's a pun. I mean, you know, how big they were, right? When it happens fast, right? Because if you think about it, you know, it's not like it's this slow burn from 73 on. It kind of turns on about the middle of 75 and is on high for 2 years straight. That's too fast for a band, really.
Yeah.
Right? It's hard to sustain that, and especially if you're going to have four pretty big personalities. Right, we've seen bands that have two personalities and have a hard time having four of them. I don't know about that.
Yeah. All right, let's keep going. Thanks for the question.
All right, Jeff, Down on Your Knees versus Not for the Innocent.
Not for the Innocent.
Oh, wow. Okay, Joe.
I do love Down on Your Knees, though.
It's so fun. It's so fun.
Yeah, it is.
I have so many jokes. I'm going to go with Down on Your Knees.
I think I'm going to go with Down on Your Knees. It's too fun.
In the first degree.
Yeah, I know. These Sweet 16s, especially with Kiss, you know, it's Kiss songs, for all three of us, it probably depends on the day, right? Like, I'm pissed off one day, I'm probably going Not for the Innocent, just for the grit, if nothing else, right? So
all right,
Jeff, next one. Saint and Sinner versus Fits Like a Glove.
Fits Like a Glove.
Joe?
Same.
Fits Like a Glove. Right. Fits is a clean sweep there. Okay, this should be interesting because you could possibly say these are two of the worst songs off the albums. Keep Me Coming versus Dance All Over Your Face.
Keep Me Coming All Over Your Face. What? It's disgusting.
I gotta go with Dance All Over Your Face.
Joe?
Keep Me Coming.
Oh, I gotta go with Paul. I'm gonna go with Keep Me Coming. Alright, And on the Eighth Day versus Partners in Crime.
Wow.
That's a tough one, because not for the answer.
And on the Eighth Day?
Oh, on the Eighth Day. On the Eighth Day.
All right. Joe?
Same for me.
Oh, wow. I would have went Partners in Crime on that one, but all right. All right. So we're down to eight. I'm a Legend Tonight versus A Million to One. That's a tough one.
That's a tough one. I got to go A Million to One.
Oh, nice.
That never happened.
Joe?
Oh, it's I'm going with 1,000,000 to 1.
Oh, that's a clean sweep then. This one's tough too. Exciter versus Nowhere to Run.
Nowhere to Run.
Oh, Joe?
Exciter.
Yeah, I'm going with Exciter.
Part of me wants to go with Exciter because I know 1,000,000 to 1 will win, but I got to go with Nowhere to Run because I like that song better. All right, the other side, Down on Your Knees versus Fits Like a Glove.
Down on Your Knees.
Oh.
Fits Like a Glove.
Yeah, I think I got to go Fits Like a Glove with that one. Yeah, that one's a tough one. Keep Me Coming versus And the Eighth Day. Wait, And on the Eighth Day. Jeff?
And on the Eighth Day.
Joe?
Golly.
God created rock and roll. I mean, come on.
I'm going with the same one.
All right. So we got two Paul songs against two Gene songs. Ooh. So 1,000,000 to 1 or Nowhere to Run. Those are two great Paul songs.
Both of them.
Yeah. Great vocals, too.
1,000,000 to 1.
Nice. Joe?
1,000,000 to 1.
Oh, clean sweep on 1,000,000 to 1. The other side is Fits Like a Glove versus And on the Eighth Day.
On the Eighth Day.
Fits Like a Glove.
I got to go Fits Like a Glove. Here's the problem. 1,000,000 to 1 is going to win this thing. But the only Gene songs that probably wouldn't win against Deuce, maybe Unholy. Is there another Gene song that 1,000,000 to 1 would lose against? Can you think of one?
Between Heaven and Hell.
Are we talking about that he writes or
sings? Is there any other song besides Deuce and possibly Unholy?
What about God of Thunder?
Oh, I guess so. I'd still vote 1,000,000 to 1. I'd vote 1,000,000 to 1 in all three anyway. I'm assuming we're all voting 1,000,000 to 1 versus Fits Like a Glove.
I don't know, man.
Well, we got two yeses, so it doesn't matter.
So they win, yeah. But I love Fits Like a Glove. That's one of the most aggressive songs. I love Kiss when they play that song. It's just...
They haven't done it forever.
Who wins?
1,000,000 to 1, baby.
1,000,000 to 1 wins.
Love it. Love it.
Look, posted Cadillac Dreams.
Oh, good. Look, come on. Watching You Maybe. It depends on you'd have to have like 5, 6, 7 people voting, so that way you kind of get a good mix of fans. And you'd have to have pretty deep fans because, well, nobody's going to know 1,000,000 to 1, obviously, if you're not a deep fan. But Watching You is a good call, though. Yeah.
Someone said Love Them, Leave Them. It's pretty good.
Yeah. I don't know about that. It's good, but
he was joking about Cadillac Dreams. Okay, good. That makes us all feel better.
All right. So the next Sweet 16, there's been times over the last 4 or 5 years where folks will send us Sweet 16s. And this one was actually sent to us by Brad Rustoven. So it is one word song titles, but it's only one word song titles from the debut album to the pile of trash, The Elder. Okay, so
this Sweet 16 is disqualified based on who sent it to us.
Brad, we love you.
He knows.
All right, so here we go. First battle, Jeff, is Firehouse versus Beth. And yes, this is the Peter Chris Beth.
Firehouse.
Joe, I know you're voting Beth.
Firehouse.
Oh, wow. Going against Peter. Wow.
Yes.
All right, Jeff. We'll see your love for Unmasked here. I versus Shandy.
I do love Unmasked. But
that's testing the love right there.
Shandy. I mean, it's a great song, but I got to go I.
Joe?
Not me. I'm going Shandy.
Oh, yeah. Shandy's winning that. We ain't going to let The Elder get there. Okay, two Peter songs, none that he wrote because he doesn't know how to write songs. Hooligan versus Mainline.
Mainline.
Hooligan.
Ooh. I think I got to go Mainline today. Mainline's a good song.
The Hooligan is my favorite Peter Criss song. I love that song.
It's a good song.
Yeah, I like it. I think I like Mainline better. I think it depends on the day. All right. Jeff, Charisma against Tomorrow.
Oh, Tomorrow all day long. Love that song.
Joe?
Same.
That's going to be a clean sweep on that side. All right. We're going to test your ace love here, Jeff. Strutter versus Ozone. These are one word song titles. What do you want me to do?
Strutter.
Unfortunately, Rip It Out is a three word title. Joe? Yeah. Strutter versus Ozone.
I'm going with Strutter.
All right.
Maybe if they sang Strutter instead of Ozone.
All right, next one. Goodbye versus Radioactive.
That's a tough one. I like both. I gotta go Radioactive.
Wow. I like one, I tolerate one. Joe, which one?
What were they again? Radioactive?
Goodbye versus Radioactive.
I go with Goodbye.
Yeah, me too. I tolerate Radioactive just because it's Gene. Otherwise, I wouldn't even listen to that one. All right. I think the next one's going to be tough, Jeff. G versus Getaway.
Not for me. Getaway.
Oh.
I think my feelings about She is how you feel about I Love It Loud. Like,
is it just too slow? Is it too slow? You're just tired of it.
No, I mean, I'll sing it in my head 50 times a day just because it's the most ridiculous lyrics of just ridiculous lyrics. But I don't know. I'm just tired of it. So.
All right, Joe, She or Getaway?
If I don't pick She, then I'm a failure. So She.
Well, then you're a failure because I'm picking Getaway.
Oh.
She is slow. Like, I got to be in a mood. And it just kind of plods along, and I don't know.
I love the boom, don't, 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 wait,
it is one of my favorite albums, though.
Yeah, man, so good. All right,
Jeff, this one should be easy. Parasite versus Odyssey. Come on, no matter how much you love The Elder, it doesn't matter.
Parasite.
Yeah, Parasite wins that one. You know,
one of the best Kiss riffs ever.
That's what I was just gonna say. Based on the riff alone, it has to be over everything on Elder.
Is there something somewhere that lists who wrote the riff? Like, a lot of the times, you know, they'll say Paul and Ace wrote the song or Ace wrote the song. Now in Parasite, we know Ace wrote it, but there's a lot of times where like there's co-writers, but you don't really know who wrote the riff. And I think Ace gets a lot of credit for some of the riffs and Kiss songs that I'm not sure he wrote.
I'm not sure. It'd be great to find out. It'd be great to find out.
Like, if you see a Paul and Ace co-written song, do you assume Ace wrote the riff and Paul wrote the lyrics?
Maybe, yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah, I don't know. All right, the eight that are left. So, Jeff, Firehouse or Shandy?
Shandy.
Wow. Okay.
Wow.
Joe, it's a podcast. It's your podcast.
I'm just thinking about it. I'm going to go with Firehouse.
I'm going to have to go with Shandy. Firehouse is just too slow on that first record. It's a cool song, but the first couple of records just too slow. Like, I think that's why people listen to Alive a lot, right? Because they're a little bit more sped up. But all right, next one: Mainline or Tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
Joe.
Same. Tomorrow.
Oh, Tomorrow. Two unmasked songs.
What would you have gone with?
For me, Tomorrow. the whole way. Okay. The other side, Strutter versus Goodbye. Jeff.
Strutter.
Wow. Really? Joe?
Yes.
Well, how was that, Jeff?
Eddie Furlong, like, whipping his wiener around.
Yeah, that's true. I'm going to go with Strutter.
Wow. All right. I would have went with Goodbye. All right. Next one, Getaway versus Parasite. That's probably closer than most people think, but.
Yeah, that's a tough one. Might have to go with Parasite, though.
Joe?
Parasite.
Yeah, that's going to be a clean sweep there. All right, so one side is an unmasked battle. Shandy versus Tomorrow.
Tomorrow,
yep. So that one was easy. The other side, Strutter or Parasite?
Yeah.
Parasite.
I'm going to go with Strutter.
No, Parasite's winning that side. All right, so we got... So Tomorrow versus Parasite. You would think one has the better riff, but the other one has the better melody. So Jeff, where you at?
I'm in a good mood today, and Tomorrow just puts you in such a great mood. So I'm going Tomorrow.
Yeah, me too.
All right.
When what happened for me on with the whole Unmasked album? I mean, I always liked it, but I didn't go to it a lot. And then Beth Blade was on the cruise one year, and she covered Tomorrow. And I don't know if I was just, like, drunk or what the deal was, but it was just, like, went through my head, and I was like, God damn, that's a great song. I'm like, so then when I came back, I started listening to Unmasked a lot. And yeah, Tomorrow's an awesome song.
Hey, Sonny, do we have time for another one? You want to do another one?
We got time for another one.
You just pick one.
Okay. We're going to do a third track on Kiss studio albums. So it kind of mixes it up all over the years here. All right. So the first battle.
I yelled that a lot on this one.
Ladies in Waiting versus Snowblind. Oh, yeah.
Ladies in Waiting.
Ooh, Joe.
Snowblind.
I'm going Snowblind also. All right, Burn Bitch Burn versus Tough Love.
Oh, that's actually a lot harder than, you know.
I like Tough Love. Jody gives it a hard time. I like Tough Love.
I like Tough Love a lot. And outside of the log in a fireplace, Burn Bitch Burn, I mean, it's not bad, but everybody just goes to that. I'm going Tough Love.
Joe?
I am too.
Yep. Clean sweep there. All right.
Hey, guys, I'm trying my best to keep up with everybody's comments. It's very hard because they're coming so fast. no pun intended. All right. Keep going.
All right.
Lock Freak. The fireplace.
Freak versus Ain't Quite Right.
Oh, man.
I mean, testing the pulse, Stanley Solo Love.
Well, Freak is, I mean, I don't know. It feels like there's no in between with Freak. Either people love it or hate it. Right. I feel like if Katy Perry or Pink would have sang that song, it would have been a number one hit.
Or Lady Gaga. Lady Gaga.
Yeah, Gaga. Like, any of those girls, like, if they would have sang that song, it would have went through the roof. But it was Kiss. And
yeah, but you could say that any country artist, including Garth Brooks, does Ain't Quite Right. It's a number one country hit. Same shit.
Yeah. No. Yeah, absolutely. But I mean, the most recent one that I can think of, I mean, like, as soon as I heard, the first time I heard Monster, I was like, holy shit, that's a number one hit if Kiss isn't singing it. So, unfortunately. give it to me, Ain't Freaking. What else?
Ain't Quite Right.
I'm going to go Ain't Quite Right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm going with that too. Hey, Brad, thank you. I'm glad. Thank you. Thank you for telling me I'm doing a great job. Could you do me a favor with your Facebook picture there and edit yourself out of it? And that would be great. all the everybody else in the picture. Amazing. Brad, he knows I'm messing with him. It's like we spent Vegas together.
Oh yeah, yeah. He's coming to the Rockin' Pod.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Now yeah, yeah. He's gonna punch me. I didn't know that. I take it back. You're beautiful.
All right, Jeff, I pledge allegiance to the state of rock and roll.
Why would that
versus
be on here?
Got Love for Sale. It's a third track. Got Love for Sale.
I really do like I Pledge Allegiance, and I don't care who shits on it. I love it. But Got Love for Sale is awesome. Love it.
Yeah, I'm going with that. Me too.
Whoa.
I would have went with Allegiance. That's all right. Okay. There's only one good song out of these two. Bang Bang You versus Master and Slave.
See, I love everything. So, like, it's not as easy as it should be, but I'm going Bang Bang You.
There you go, baby. That's the better song for sure. Joe?
Well, it doesn't matter what I say because it's not good.
Just vote for Bang Bang You so you can say it out loud.
No.
All right. Jeff, Keep Me Coming versus Going Blind.
Keep Me Coming. Going Blind. It drives me crazy.
Joe?
I love Going Blind. So.
Wow.
Even though I know the guy that wrote it's kind of a weirdo. But not kind of, but a weirdo. But anyway.
Although I have to say that after Symphony, I gravitated towards Going Blind a little bit more. I did like that version of it, but I never really cared for it on Hotter Than Hell.
Yeah, I'm going with Keep Me Coming on that side, I think. All right. We're going to test the Ace Love here, Jeff. Hide Your Heart, Paul's version, versus Talk to Me.
Hide Your Heart.
Yeah,
Joe?
Me too. Hide Your Heart.
We're going with Hide Your Heart there. It's a clean sweep. And then the last one out of the 16, Sure Know Something versus Never Enough.
Wow.
Shouldn't even be close, Jeff. Come on.
Yeah, aren't you kind of burnt out on Sure Know Something, though?
Hell no.
Great song, but... I'll go Sure Know Something.
Me too. Joe? I taught that bass line to one of my students this week. I was like, "Hey, you want to learn a fun song?
You don't like the Poison cover?"
Yeah, Never Enough. If you're gonna cover somebody, at least pick a good band. Jesus. All right, 8 left on this one. Snowblind versus Tough Love. Jeff.
I'll go Snowblind.
Oh, Joe?
I'm going Tough Love.
I'm going Tough Love also. I like that song.
I'm okay with that. I just thought that Joe was going straight to Snowblind. So.
Nah.
All right. Ain't Quite Right versus Got Love Faux Sale.
That's a tough one. Ain't Quite Right.
Yep, it wins.
All right. Other side, Bang Bang You versus Keep Me Coming.
Wow.
You'll keep coming if you're bang bang there, mind. Bang Bang You.
Joe?
Yeah, I'm going with that too because I can't. Coming. Yeah, keep me coming. He's all like Robert planning us to death and.
All right, I'm going to go with Bang Bang You also, so that's good. All right, Hide Your Heart versus Sure Know Something.
Damn, that's tough. I'm going with Johnny, Hide Your Heart.
Man, if Bon Jovi would have done that song, it would have been number one.
Yep, I'm going.
No
I'm
doubt.
Going, I'm going with it too.
Right? I mean, it's written to be a Bon Jovi song, really.
Why would you want it to be a Bon Jovi song when you have Ace's version?
Oh my god! Well,
I was just gonna say, for anybody that says Ace's version is better, you're wrong.
Yeah, that's yes. All right, final four: Tough Love versus Ain't Quite Right.
Tough Love.
Joe.
Ain't Quite Right.
Oof! I have to go with Ain't Quite Right. I really love Paul solo album.
He almost said, "I really love Joe." I know he almost said, "I really love Joe." It's all good. It's okay. Man, love is all right.
The other side's "Bang Bang You" versus "Hide Your Heart." Do I even need to ask?
No.
All right. So the final, "Hide Your Heart" versus "Ain't Quite Right." Jeff.
Well, first of all, I gotta say, did you ever think that "Bang Bang You" would come to down to the final four?
Yeah, that's a good question.
But it did. I'm going "Hide Your Heart."
Joe?
Yeah, that's gonna win.
Yep, that's gonna win. Now, Jeff, rank these three songs, because these are the three songs that won today. "A Million to One," "Hide Your Heart," and "Tomorrow." Rank them.
"Hide Your Heart" 3, "Million to One" 2, and "Tomorrow" 1.
Ooh, okay. Joe, how about you?
Reverse those.
"Hide Your Heart" would be number 1 for you.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah, for me it would be "A Million to One's" 1, "Tomorrow's" 2, "Hide Your Heart" would be 3.
Yeah.
Interesting, all three Paul songs won. It's, to me, Paul, first of all, is unbeatable in the 80s, right? His voice was at peak in the 80s. There's absolutely no doubt. You could throw in "Revenge" in there too. So pretty much from like 80 to like 92, the guy's at peak. Overall in Kiss, it's hard not to say Paul's not the best singer. I get it. There's Gene fans out there and Peter fans, and believe it or not, some people would actually say Ace is a better singer. But to me, it's hard to beat Paul. Jeff, are you a Paul guy? Or?
I mean, through the years, I mean, I've been a fan for almost 40 years. So, I mean, it's been to Ace, to Paul, to Gene, back to Gene. I mean,
you didn't say Peter at all.
No, I was never a Peter guy. But although I love the drums, but yeah, I was never a Peter guy. I would say that, I mean, Paul is definitely, even though Gene pretty much has 40% of the songs or whatever it is, Paul's still the voice of Kiss for me. I mean, Gene has a lot of songs and he's the face, which I was surprised that Paul actually admitted that on the documentary. Like, I never thought that would come out of his face, you know, that Gene is the face of Kiss and he was the front man. He was the voice, Gene was the face. I never thought he would say that, but I agree. And yeah, Paul's the lead singer of Kiss.
Yeah. He has to know that, though. He might not have wanted to admit it for all these years, but
I think you whether you take 10-year-olds, 20-year-olds, 30-year-olds or 50-year-olds, it wouldn't matter. You give them a star paint and some pouty lips, or Gene's makeup and a tongue, Gene's gonna win 8 out of 10, no matter what age group it is. That's just how it is.
Well, and the thing for me too, I mean, like I said, I'm 41, so, you know, I started as a Kiss fan like 4 or 5 years old, but like when I really started getting into him was like, you know, 88, 89. So all the 80s stuff, I mean, Paul was the lead singer while Gene checked out and was doing Hollywood. So, I mean, it felt like all through the 80s that every hit, every video had Paul was the lead singer. So Paul was always the lead singer for me, even though Gene has half the songs.
Yeah, and I'm in the same boat. I'm coming in at 84, and Paul's the guy you see. Paul's the good-looking one, right? Paul's our John Bon Jovi kind of thing, right? So it's like, I thought he was the leader of the band too. I had no idea. Right. So, right. It's very interesting. Now who's held on to their voice better? I think Gene's held on to his voice better, but I don't think Gene ever pushed it to a level that was probably outside of his normal range, where Paul was hitting the stratosphere with some of that stuff. Like, I don't know if that stuff was in his range because it wasn't there in 76. So how the hell did it get there in 87?
Yeah, that's right? A good point. Yeah. It's but you know, Paul on stage did all the talking too. So, and off stage, Gene did it all. It's really kind of funny the way that worked out, because finding interviews with Gene, or there's like a, there's 100 million of them. Paul does interviews, but they feel sparing. They're very sparing, you know?
Yeah. The stage banter, and I've said this many times, I absolutely detest when more than one person's talking on stage. I absolutely hate it. I want one person needs to do all the talking. And then when they start talking to themselves on stage and you can't make out a single word, oh, dude, I just, like, I'm in the crowd just getting madder and madder and madder. It's just, shut up. You're supposed to be playing to us, right? So, yeah, I love it that Paul does all the talking and Gene just doesn't. I love it.
And that's how it kind of became at the, you know, recent years of crew shows. You know, Vince was always the lead singer. Vince talked. Vince addressed the crowd, if anything. You know, then later on when, you know, Nicky kept saying, this is my band, this is my band, this is my band, then he started talking more and more at the shows. So, yeah, I agree that one guy should be leading. And
yeah.
Doing
and to me, there. It doesn't have to be the singer. I think it makes the most sense because that person's probably the most outgoing person most of the time, but it doesn't have to be. It just got to be one.
I'm not sure that I would ever want to be around Pooney when he gets mad. I'm
the guy in the crowd when they're talking. It's like, what are you guys doing?
Because he's always in a good mood, but can you imagine him in a bad mood? Lord have mercy. Breaking.
I can't imagine him in a bad mood.
That's what I'm saying.
Putting people in bad moods, like when he comes up with his bullshit trivia questions and he cheats on trivia.
Yes, right now Joey Quesada is enjoying that comment. 100%. But he wins every time, so it doesn't matter. All right, listen, this was a lot of fun. Thank you, Sonny. We'll do a show on Sunday, and then at the Rockin' Pod, I want to make you guys all aware, at some point in the next week or so, I should be getting a schedule for everyone that we will be interviewing, and I will be setting up live interviews. So if you stay on Facebook or you stay on YouTube and keep an eye out while we're at the Rockin' Pod, every time we interview somebody, we'll go live. I'll do my best. I'll have to figure out how to get internet, of course. But we'll do it and we'll make sure. And then if you aren't seeing it live, of course, we're going to release all the interviews as audio on iTunes. So if you're listening to the show right now, you're not going to miss anything. We'll make sure that every interview we do will get put out on iTunes. Jeff, thank you very much. Tell everybody where they can email you or something in order if they want to get one of those posters.
Oh, sure. Jeff at Trot Design. That's trottdesign.com. Or hit me up on Facebook. If we do end up making it on the boat and you're going on a cruise, stop, say hello.
Yeah.
Always look forward to meeting new folks, that especially Facebook, you know, especially people on Facebook, because like it depends, they might have a different profile picture or something, you don't know who they actually are, and then catching up with them at a show or on the cruise is always fun.
Yeah, so absolutely.
Yeah, I enjoyed this. Thanks, Joe.
Yeah, absolutely. I love having you on, man. Let's see, Sonny, what you got?
Nothing. Thanks for listening, and you know, thanks for playing along with the Sweet 16s. Love it.
Absolutely. You know what I'm going to say? We love podcasts, and we love KISS podcasts, most of them anyway, and you're going to hear the commercials for all the ones that we love right after this in 3, 2, Sonny. 3, 2, 1.
Peace.
Fucking peace. We'll be right back.
moment, my dear. You'll have to come back. Thank you, and goodbye.
What's up, everybody? Joe here from Podcast Rock City. Have you heard of the Click Tees shop yet? These t-shirts reach into the deepest nostalgia of the hottest band in the world with designs like the Demon's First Stage shirt, the Rock Skull, the Spaceman's very first stage shirt, Eagle Wings, the Catman's Cadillac Michigan jacket, the Black Cat, the Phantom of the Park Talisman, and a wide array of Eric Carr tees. With over 30 killer designs, these t-shirts dive so deep, they're like opening a private vault of rare, classic material. Click Tees is not exactly all tees. They also have products like mugs, hats, necklaces, pillows, socks, stickers, and guitar picks. Podcast Rock City is happy to announce that we have partnered with Click Tee Shop, and we are now selling our merchandise there too. Buy some merchandise and let everyone know you're a fan of our show. Go to clickteeshop.com, that's click with a K, to check out all the great stuff to choose from.
You wanted the best, you got the best. And if you want the hottest show on Monco Radio, join us in the Kiss Room. The Kiss Room is a monthly radio broadcast celebrating the hottest band in the world. Kiss! It's your place for all things Kiss and some... For broadcast dates and all information, go to thekissroom.com. The Kiss Room broadcasts live and worldwide on Monco Radio, where music and minds meet.
Hey, this is Stephen Michael.
And Sonny Hollywood Pooney, and we are from the Growing Up Rock Podcast.
Come check out the Growing Up Rock Podcast, where each and every week we talk to rock stars past and present and come up with some fun themes all to the beat of some killer hard rock and metal music.
Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and you can also check out our episodes, concert reviews, and album reviews at growinguprock.com.
That's growinguprock.com. GROWINUPROCK.com.
Growing Up Rock.
Turn it up.
Hey everybody, this is Jody Havnot. I want to invite you to come hang out with me and Mr. Nate Dimmel in the Dummy Room. The Dummy Room is a podcast that's all about having fun, talking about some great music, and we also have some really cool guests too. Check us out, man. I think you really dig it.
No gratitude need be voiced. Your mind speaks to us.